Grayscale pulls Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot ETF filings. Grayscale withdrew the registration statements for three planned altcoin exchange-traded funds on August 7, 2026, pulling its Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot spot products in a rapid burst of filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Each withdrawal came through a Form RW, the formal request an issuer files to abandon a registration statement before it takes effect. The filings landed within seconds of one another, which is what turned an otherwise routine paperwork move into a talking point. Grayscale did not stagger the requests across days or explain the timing. It submitted all three at once and moved on. The paperwork behind the reversal, each Form RW asked the SEC to withdraw a registration statement on Form S-1 that Grayscale had filed nearly a year earlier. The Cardano Trust ETF registration dated to August 29, 2025. The Polkadot Trust ETF shared that same filing date. The Hedera Trust ETF traced back to September 9, 2025. The grounds Grayscale gave were identical and terse across all three. The sponsor does not intend to proceed with the planned distribution of the trust's shares. That is standard withdrawal language. It signals only that the product will not launch under its current registration. It does not on its own say whether the decision came from a business calculation, a regulatory conversation, or a plan to refile under a different structure. A Form RW is not a rejection. An issuer, not the SEC, initiates it. So this was Grayscale stepping back from its own filings rather than the agency blocking them. A retreat from three of the more speculative altcoin bets, Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot, sit a tier below Bitcoin and Ethereum in the ETF race. Spot Bitcoin and Ether funds already trade with billions in assets. The next wave, covering assets like Solana, XRP, and Litecoin, has drawn more filings and, in some cases, launches. ADA, HBR, and DOT were further back in that queue, representing bets on demand that has not clearly materialized. Pulling all three at once reads as a portfolio decision rather than a reaction to any single token. Grayscale runs a wide shelf of single-asset trusts and proposed ETFs, and not everyone is worth the cost of shepherding through registration, market maker agreements, and listing. When projected inflows look thin, the cheapest move is to withdraw and preserve the option to refile later. The withdrawals do not touch Grayscale's larger products. Its flagship Bitcoin and Ethereum vehicles are unaffected, and the company has continued filing for other assets. This was a narrow pruning of three specific altcoin lines, not a wholesale exit. Market backdrop stayed quiet. The broader market did not treat the news as a shock. As of August 10, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $65,189, up 0.4% on the day, with Ethereum around $1,921. XRP slipped 0.5% to 1.03, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 40 in neutral territory. None of the three affected tokens drove a visible market-wide move on the filings, consistent with how far down the priority list these particular products sat. For anyone tracking altcoin ETF access, the practical takeaway is narrow. Regulated exchange-listed exposure to Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot through a Grayscale wrapper is off the table for now. Direct holdings, existing trust structures, or products from other issuers remain the routes to those assets. Whether Grayscale refiles under a revised structure or lets these three lapse for good is the open question the Form RW language leaves unanswered. The speed of the withdrawals invites speculation about a regulatory nudge or an internal strategy shift, but the filings themselves support neither reading. Absent a statement from Grayscale, the confirmed facts are limited to what the documents show. Three altcoin ETF registrations filed in 2025, withdrawn together in August 2026 with no successor product named.